The 37-year-old Skibitski appeared to be without emotion in the prisoner's box of the Manitoba Court of King's Bench during the sentencing. He had been found guilty in July of the murders of four Indigenous women, Morgan Harris, Mercedes Myron, Rebecca Contois, and an unidentified victim given the name of Buffalo Woman. He was sentenced for each of the four counts of first-degree murder. The sentences in Canada are served concurrently rather than consecutively. That means an automatic life sentence of 25 years with no parole. Skibitski won't be able to apply for parole until he is 60 years old. Cindy Woodhouse-Nepinak is the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations. She says her heart still hurts for the families of the victims.
I want to uplift the families. I know that it's been a long, hard-fought battle, and I want to lift them up for trying to fight so hard to get justice for their families. It shouldn't have taken so much political pressure. And they stayed steadfast through it, and I lift them up in a good way. And I think that no other family should have to go through what these families have endured.
The court heard during the trial how Skibitski preyed on Indigenous women at homeless shelters, invited them back to his apartment, and abused them. Then he killed them and disposed of their bodies in garbage bins and dumpsters. Sheila North is a former Grand Chief in Manitoba.
This is a very clear example of the problem that persists in Canada, that societal problem. And this, unfortunately, is still happening today. People targeting Indigenous women just because of their vulnerability, just because of their social status and what people perceive of who we are as Indigenous women and girls and two-spirited people.
In a statement, the Grand Chief of the Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs, Kathy Merrick, said the killings left a deep scar on First Nations people and the reverberations will be felt for generations. The Crown Prosecutor said Skibitski can never be punished enough for his crimes. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.